music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes. Well, well. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, our Saturday afternoon, once a week excursion to Never Never Land and to the land of truth, milk, and honey. Today, September 22nd, 2018. We survived yet another week, and of course I thank God for that as well, you know. Going back 2,000 years ago, we see the words of Christ in the book, of course, the book of John, my favorite book. It is one of the gospels that the sons of the devil, the sons of Cain, just despise more than anything. And in that gospel of the Apostle John, in chapter 10, verses, just around verses 27 onward for a few, Christ tells them, the scribes and the Pharisees and the wicked ones who would plot to kill him. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Isn't that something? The words of the Lord God. "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all." And he was speaking directly to them. "And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And my Father is one, and I are one." Then the Jews, and I mean the Jews, those who call themselves Jews and are not but do lie, and are of the synagogue of Satan, took up stones again for the second time to stone him. Can you imagine? You hear about Palestinians today with stones and little sticks and balloons and all kinds of things that they have to fight with, knives and so forth. And these barbarians who call themselves Judah and are not, they come along with all kinds of helicopters provided by the United States, Apache helicopters, F-16 fighter jets, tanks, bazookas, and they come up against them. Well, here they were doing it to Jesus 2,000 years ago. They were picking up stones to stone him, and that's what they intended to do. Jesus stopped and answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you seek to stone me?" He turned the tables on the synagogue of Satan, didn't he? The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself equal with God." Jesus answered them again and says, "It is not written in your law, I say, ye are gods." You see, Christ would tell them their gods are not his God. Their God is Satan. Not Father, not Yahweh. And so, Jesus had to pay that price in order to die for the sins of all. Christ made it very clear that he came, was sent by the Father in flesh form to die on that cross. And yet these Kenites, these sons of the Cain one, the wicked one, had to fulfill that prophecy, that fact that had been predicted years before, thousands of years prior to him coming. And so he did that. He fulfilled that prophecy. They would be used as the tools, not of men, not of Abraham, not of God, but of Satan himself, going back to the murder of Cain and extending all the way to the murder of Zacharias, who was slain between the temple and the altar, that he would expose their evil deeds. And he did. Ultimately, of course, they charged him with blasphemy and then had to change that because they found it was unlawful for them to convict him of blasphemy, of which he was not guilty. They were. And so they charged him before Pilate with sedition, with being a troublemaker, a malcontent, a malefactor. Once again, folks, when you see events transpiring in Jerusalem today and worldwide, and you see the evils that are emanating from that river of pollution, then you'll understand that it all happened before in this age. And it's happening again now, and will happen right until the very end of this generation. The generation of the evil fig tree, planted where? In Jerusalem. In 1948. Now, this is the 70th year, and it's going by quickly. Events are transpiring, the likes of which some have not even been known to men. So we have to understand there are things happening right now we're not even aware of that are transpiring. Temple Mount, of course, is a key place, a geographical location that we need to pay attention to. And we're already hearing about the red heifer that has been found, and the animal sacrifices, and the Sanhedrin reform. Once again, putting up for trial those who are considered blasphemers because of their faith in Christ, all of those who were beheaded on his behalf throughout the ages. The book of Revelation, we see that to be the case. So that some of us will be delivered unto death. And Satan is death. He is known as death. To witness against the failure or the savior of failures of the Satan's own Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the evil one, the lawless one, the wicked one. So we're going to see that day come shortly, I believe. And many of us will, as I say, be given over to that seat of judgment, so that we can witness to the fake Messiah, the false Messiah, while our relatives, our friends, our fellow countrymen, and all of our citizens around the globe will say, cheer him on, cheer him on. He is a blasphemer. He is in need of help. Please save his soul, Mr. Jesus, because he will be known as Jesus, not Satan, but Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus the Healer, Jesus the Messiah. Hard to believe right now, isn't it, that you, that many of you, that a whole pile of you worldwide will stoop to that level. But it will happen, because it does foretell that the whole world will marvel after Satan when he comes to heal this wounded beast, this power structure worldwide, the global economic political entity that will not sustain itself, because it cannot. It must collapse. The iron and the clay do not mix, and the feet will not sustain the weight of this system. It will collapse. And that's when he comes to heal, to bring forth his love, his peace, his joy, his mercy. It'll all be a fake. Just bear that in mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a couple of little clips here today that we're going to share with our audience. There are some things that, you know, that are making the news that really are not newsworthy as far as I'm concerned. One of them, of course, happens to be this business of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. You hear the chorus, the Repubs and the Dems taking their positions, their warfare positions against each other. Trump is caught in the middle. He's besieged from within and from without. And it reminds me of the Roman circuses of a couple of thousand years ago. That's what it, you know, makes me think of, is that how silly can we become? How dumb can we become as a nation The real battle happened years and years and years ago, going back well over a century and a quarter ago. It happened in the 1870s, as I've told you many times, when the so-called Civil War had been consummated, to the chagrin of this nation. Out of it came a total restructuring of the United States Constitution. We had the hand of this evil entity, the evil ones, in the synagogue of Satan, in London, in Paris, and in the United States, in New York, financing that war. And out of it, they also led the momentum to adopt the 14th Amendment, which never lawfully had been consummated, and yet they proclaimed it to be legal. They proclaimed it to be a whole new part of our Constitution. And the 14th Amendment was, as you many of you understand, totally and unequivocally unconstitutional because it had never been ratified lawfully. So we now know that out of that 14th Amendment come almost all of the problems that we have encountered, actually beginning in the 20th century with Supreme Court decisions that have evolved and changed and set new precedents in what they call law today that have no basis in the Constitution. Bringing forth a new judge, another judge who is a mirror of Alito and a mirror of John Roberts and a mirror of Thomas and a mirror of Rehnquist and a mirror of any of those previous and sitting Supreme Court justices is not going to matter a twit. Why? Because the die is cast, the river has exploded, and now it's just a matter of going down over the falls. That's where we are today. We are now snowballed into an oblivion, a situation which is really totally an abyss. We have no law. We have no constitution. What we have is Supreme Court jurisdiction where it ought not to be, congressional lack of oversight where it should be, and we have a political circus. Abortion is now legal. Says who? Why, the court has proclaimed it to be legal. Oh, really? So we have a court that makes laws, even though it has no jurisdiction to even hear a case coming up the appellate ladder, unless the Congress grants it authority, and the Congress never did. That's the first step. The 10th Amendment, that's a relic of the past. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said the Constitution is a horse and buggy document, meaning it's obsolete. And he was right, because he made it so, with his court-packing scheme to try to get approval of all of the New Deal legislation that was pushed through, totally, again, unconstitutional legislation. So all of this took place in the 1920s and 30s following the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. We now had a legal revolution in the streets of America. You see, it wasn't a revolution like the Bolsheviks. It was not that kind of iron hammer, you know, machine gun type of run 'em over, kill 'em, and destroy 'em revolution. It was an evolutionary revolution. Nonviolent, and yet it was effective because it took the very basis of law and turned this country from a republic into a democracy, into a judicial oligarchy, and then now into an empire. All of that took place within the last 75 to 80 years. And we know why, and because we know who brought it about. The same people who brought about a total fratricidal war here in America, brother against brother, north against south, the 10 northern tribes against the southern tribes, essentially Israel at war with itself. All of this today is bunk. It's passé. It's gone. You don't hear any Republican on that Senate Judiciary Committee having the decency, the morality, the honesty, or the integrity to say, what's wrong with going back to the original, not just intent, but the original Constitution that was the Constitution until 1871. They wouldn't dare. It's politically suicidal to talk about constitutional law as it was written, for whom it was written, and in the time it was written. That's right. We're way past that time. So all you hear about now is you hear about this young lady, and she's not so young anymore, this young woman, whatever her name is, Christine Ford, Dr. Ford, as we're reminded, and her charges against Mr. Brett, what's his name, Kavanaugh. And then others refuting her testimony, saying it's all made up. It comes from the Soros gang, and they're financing the opposition, the Democratic opposition, to Brett Kavanaugh, because the elections will be coming, and we want to be able to drag it out across and beyond the election cycle. Had this been 1860, maybe, 1850, that would have been okay. We could have accepted that. But then it was a different time. There were different political parties. And now we're living in the age of the beast. We're living in the age of the end of this country's existence. So does it really matter whether Brett Kavanaugh is supposed to be another kosher conservative, another Samuel Alito, another John Roberts, another Bush appointee? Because that's what he is, a Bush appointee or nominee. Or does it really matter who sits on the court when you know that Congress is a totally sapless branch of government? Congress is made up of the same kinds of thieves, hoaxers, liars, fraudsters that the courts, the legislatures, and the White House is made up of. You see, you're not going to get the cream of the crop when a society is rotting from within, are you? We're not going to see that. It's pretty hard to find good men and good women to do the work of God when you have a cesspool to choose from. And that is what we have, the cesspool today. So I go back and I look at John Roberts and I look at Alito, and going back even to Rehnquist and others, you know, we have this lynching of Thomas that took place with Anita Hill going back to the 90s, and this is what we may very well see in the days ahead, of course. But I look at the record. I study the record of people like Kavanaugh, who has been apparently in 12 years on the bench. And if you look at what he's stood for and the kinds of decisions he's made some nice little decisions, socially conservative decisions. But that's not his purview. In cases brought before the court, he should have voted to reject the case. The case is not within the purview of the federal government, as was Roe versus Wade, as was the prayer and Bible decisions of the Supreme Court in the 1962 and 63 cases, the Shemp case for one. But then we go a little farther than that. We keep going up the ladder, and we see that many of his decisions, the preponderance of them, have favored what is called the national security apparatus, which means that he believes that law enforcement post 9/11 should have the authority to conduct surveillance, should have the authority to be able to change the very basic fundamental nature of who and what we are as a nation. These wars overseas are very much a part of that. So apparently he has consistently articulated a very broad view of executive power. And that came out of the Bush White House, Baby Bush. As you remember, and I'll come back to this, it was Baby Bush that had some pretty sick people in his administration in the Justice Department. We'll return in just a few with Rick Adams Uncensored.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, all right. Okay, folks, Rick Adams here with you today on the Saturday, the 22nd of September. And now I am just I'm raising a few questions that come from what would be perceived as the radical left, the ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, all of these Marxist and Communist Front groups. And yet there is some common ground with those who are constitutionalists, those who believe in the law of the land as it was written, so that we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater, is what I'm saying. And it just so happens that what has morphed from America, Americanism in the 20th century, to this post-9/11 world, from World War I and World War II interventionism and debacles, we have now learned to treat America as an interventionist world power, rather than being a mind-your-own-business, non-world-meddling, independent, sovereign, free nation, we have been transformed into a global entity. And that's why the very term America First is offensive to the extremists, to the communists, to the Judaists, to the Zionists, because they can't profit from it. They simply cannot make money off of war. They cannot make ammunition from wars. They cannot continue to build a one-world global international beast system that is their bailiwick. I mean, that's what it's all about. The end result is to create a one-world structure, though it will not work. It will fail. Doesn't matter to them. Along the way, their father is protecting and guiding them, Satan himself. is the voice of terror, the voice of illogic and unreasonableness. And that's why the American public always, when it comes down to the, you know, man on the street, woman on the street, they don't want to send their kids off to war. They never have and never wanted to. And yet they had to. Because in the psychosis, in the mind, comes along this powerful system of control, of mind control, in the media, bombarding them with messages of you have to, you need to, you're not a patriot unless you follow us, unless you take that path of the sword, take that path of fighting eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and so on and so forth. In other words, the appeal to bigotry, the appeal to jingoism. So what has happened to America? We're not deciding cases before the court. The court is deciding cases on the basis of precedent, on the basis of statutes passed by Congress and states that reflect their mirror image of this one world global entity. And that's a given. Roberts has done it. Alito has done it. All these so-called right-wingers. Thomas has done it to a great degree. Forget about the left. They've done it since day one and beyond. But it's not about left and right. It's not about Democrat and Republican. The battle of the Supreme Court is a battle that should not exist because its jurisdiction is extremely limited, extremely narrow, and it's only mostly in the field of original jurisdiction and not interventionism over states or individuals. That is not the purview of the court, and that's what the whole Constitution was supposed to be about. So along comes this pick, and we know that Trump didn't pick him because Trump never really knew him. But his advisors, his nice little keen-eyed friends who told him, we need to have a kosher conservative again on the court, and we're going to offer up the name of Judge Kavanaugh. He surfaced out of about a handful of names, as you recall, several months ago. And lo and behold, in his 12 years on the bench, Brett Kavanaugh has distinguished himself as being one who has believed in the extension of the executive branch of government and the powers thereof concerning implicating national security involvement both overseas and domestically. So he's consistently, as I've said, consistently articulated a very broad view of the executive branch and a very narrow view, if you will, of the concept of a judiciary's role in the least, if you will, concerns about absent of instruction concerning the Congress, is what I'm saying, absent of congressional approval. So what he's done is essentially a record that was established under this new post 9/11 Bush doctrine. And this is why he is not the kind of man you want on the court. And quite frankly, none of them currently serving on the court, in my view, is constitutionally qualified based on the decisions that they have given, the reasoning they have given for their decisions. So when you have someone like a John Yoo, who was the professor who was in the Bush administration during the time of 9/11, who believed in the plenary powers of the executive branch, that the executive branch can impose war powers, and the Congress has little or nothing to say about it. There you go. You have a big, major problem, folks. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between them. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
And so did I, ladies and gentlemen. The District of Criminals is what it really is all about. I have on the line very briefly, and I do have a number of other things we're going to bring up. But while we're on the topic of this Kavanaugh representation and the give and take back and forth, the circus atmosphere around it, and all of these nominations that have been thrust before Mr. Trump, I have a caller who, as you know, is hosted here on RBN, and his name, of course, is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, and he wants to come on and just chime in. Because I know there has been a video circulating by Judge Napolitano concerning why Mr. Trump has chosen him above all the others. So, hello, Eric. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Adams. Thanks for having me. I'm really enjoying your broadcast. As far as I'm concerned, you and L. Whitney are the closest things to the full package that RBN has going right now. So bless you both. And I just wanted to see if you could get Mike on the board to play a clip from Judge Napolitano. I would start in at about 1 minute, and you could fade out at about 4 minutes. So it's about 3 minutes of Judge Napolitano explaining his concerns and mine as well. And the two main concerns are these. Number one, Brett Kavanaugh is the first openly avowed Jesuit to be on the Supreme Witches Court. And the second is his relationship to the Vince Foster case and his exoneration of Hillary Clinton. And this is why you'll never see Hillary or Obama or Mueller or anybody else go to prison. So with that comment, I'll just see if you guys want to play that clip, and we'll let someone wiser than me, Judge Andrew Napolitano, put it in his words. What do you think about that?
Well, that's fine with me. We'll do it. Mike, have you got it queued up? All right, here it comes.
Judge Napolitano was asked about his opinion of Judge Kavanaugh, and this is what he said.
The president last night at 9 o'clock during Sean's show, he announced his nominee for the Supreme Court Justice, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. What are your thoughts? Do you know him?
Well, I do know him. There were four forces going on at once. So the religious conservatives wanted Judge Barrett, the former Notre Dame law professor from the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. The academic conservatives wanted Judge Kethledge, a sort of mirror image of Justice Gorsuch. Mm. The president's sister wanted her colleague, Judge Hardiman, whom some believe was originally the president's first choice. The Washington establishment, sometimes known as the swamp, wanted Judge Kavanaugh, and the people around the president wanted Judge Kavanaugh, led by Don McGahn, the White House legal counsel, longtime friend of Judge Kavanaugh, and they prevailed.
But are you suggesting?
So you're saying it's a swamp pick?
Yes, I'm saying that this is. I am disappointed in the president because this is not the type of person that he said he would pick. Justice Gorsuch was. This person is at the heart and soul of the D.C. establishment against whom the president railed. Now, look, that's just my criticism. He's pro-life. He's pro-gun. He's pro-police, which rankles civil libertarians. Mm-hmm. He's also pro-Obamacare. He's also, well, an infant might have the right to an abortion. An infant immigrant might have the right to an abortion. We can impeach the president if he lies to the public. The president can do no wrong. These are not my words. These are words that he's said throughout his career. So one of the takes on him is he can be reckless with his words. Do I think he'll be confirmed? Yes, I think he'll be confirmed.
And then he added this.
But it's funny you mentioned Hillary Clinton, because she comes into Brett Kavanaugh as well. You remember Vince Foster, who killed himself in the White House.
Right.
How did his body get from the White House to Fort Marcy Park? Who was the prosecutor in charge of figuring out how his body got there? Who was the prosecutor that exonerated Hillary and the thugs that moved his body? A young Brett Kavanaugh. So that's going to come out.
He also was involved in writing the Starr report that eventually led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yes, and in that report, he originally said the president can be impeached for lying to the public. Look, all this stuff is going to come out. The president apparently is willing to weather this storm.
Well, Judge Politano says the information on Vince Foster will come out, and the president is willing to weather this storm. But is the president preparing to weather the storm, or is this part of the storm?
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Adams.
All right. Interesting clip, very interesting clip. I was made aware of it in my readings some time ago on various forums, and quite frankly, it's quite plausible. It's just one more reason why he should not be the nominee, as far as I'm concerned. How do you feel about that?
I agree. It's absolutely absurd. You have the swamp picking swamp creatures. Like I always said in the past when I was doing the broadcast, Donald Trump is draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces.
crudely put, but absolutely also true. Thank you. And
thank you.
Good luck to you. Thank you. Pleasure talking with you. My show.
Good hearing you. Bye-bye.
Great interdiction on what we're talking about. There have been very few on conservative alternative media who have taken that stand, who have questioned the very selection of Brett Kavanaugh. Very few have even broached the subject. You know what they've all done? I'll tell you what they've all done. What they've all done is what has happened with Alex Jones, what has happened with a host of others. They fall into the matrix. You're either for him or you're against him. It's Democrat versus Republican. It's deep state versus Alex Jones. And it's not that way, in my opinion. We're falling into a time of great deception, of incredible lies, and a time in which, when you really sit down and look at the entire picture, that is the entire forest, you can see the trees. You can begin to understand that if it happens to be the case, and there are a few bumps in the road along this process, don't be fooled into thinking that it's right. Simply because we have a man who says he's conservative, that he's opposed to the deep state, that he's opposed to the Democratic Congress, that what he does is true and honest and out of his own thought processes, because it has not been done by him. He has his staff, he has advisors, and all of them, guess what? They just happen to be interspersed with or dominated by these Kenites. That's the way it was in 1st and 2nd Kings. That's the way it is today. Donald the Trump King. They're there in the right place at the right time. And believe me, just the way the media are handling him and have handled others, Justice Thomas included, they're not concerned about keeping them off the bench as much as they are keeping the American public, the dumb American public, bamboozled and distracted by this circusry so that they forget what the Constitution is supposed to be all about. They forget that we have no constitutional republic. We have a judicial oligarchy. We have a democratic centralist government. And most of all, we are an empire that is about to collapse. All of these things are happening while we're discussing whether or not he had a sexual affair with her, whether or not he forced himself on this young lady at that particular time, some 36 or 7 years ago. These are irrelevancies at this point. And it will happen that no matter who is nominated to what position, that they will go back to their very childhood, if they have to, their formative years, and find a series of issues, a series of problems that then they can magnify, parade across the media. And then guess what? The dumb, stupid, goy public just simply munches on it. We react to that instead of saying, hey, wait a minute. Let's get with some logic here. Let's get somebody who can read and write and know history, real history. Not Bolshevik history. See, they don't want that. They don't want any of that. They can't afford to have it because then people might begin to understand what is happening, what really has happened, and how late it is. All right? So that's something you must put in the forefront of your minds, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you hear about a new nominee and a conservative court and the silent majority coming up again and winning the old Jerry Falwell brigade, you must understand that it's all one big smokescreen. It's a delusion. I remember in my time, all right, in the 69, 70, around that time, when Nixon was trying to nominate two judges, constructionist judges from the South. I believe they were Haynesworth and Carswell. And immediately the New York Times, the Washington Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them began a huge campaign of hate. I mean a hate campaign you wouldn't believe. And they were withdrawn, of course. That was Nixon's appeal to the conservatives. Let's get somebody on the court who believes in states' authorities. Let's get somebody on the court who can read and write according to the constitutional prerogatives of James Madison and company. Forget this dog and pony show. Forget about Roosevelt and the outdated Constitution, the horse and buggy document. Get back to it or tear it up. You want to get rid of the Constitution? Fine, just abolish it. Let's do that rather than pretending it exists when it doesn't. So, going back to Hillary Clinton, going back to George W., going back to Herbert Walker Bush, all of these precedents and presidents have all been ruled by the synagogue of Satan. Legally, academically, judiciously, and in every way that you can think of. Most of all, of course, foreign policy. That's where they obviously have the American public and the American people so bamboozled. Now, we think of ourselves as a great nation. Why? Because we are a conqueror nation. We are a nation that defeats the enemy, that doesn't take any pussyfooting around, as a previous president would say. We just get right to the enemy, and we bomb them and nuke them and kill them and cripple them and maim their children and destroy their womb so they can't have any more children. That's what makes America strong and brave and great. No. just the opposite is true. A stupor power instead of a superpower. We are a stupor power. Plenty of nuclear weapons, plenty of new weapons, new toys to come down the pike, and yet we are rotted from within. That's not what makes a nation. Certainly not the nation of God, the nation of Israel. Israel never did those things. Israel would never go and do the things that we do today in the name of defending America. Because they know that it's not defense, it's serving the beast, serving the enemy of God, not the enemy of us, the enemy of God himself. Jesus said in John and in the Gospel of Matthew that you have your father and I have my father. In other words, they're two opposite fathers. They're not the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are two masters, and you can't serve the both at one time. You either serve the one or you serve the other. Now, the American people have to learn that, and they're going to learn it the hard way. They're not going to learn it the simple way. They're going to learn it the hard, hard way. And that's the only way that people can learn it. Now, we've lived since 1973, the Blackmun decision of the Supreme Court that opened the floodgates of abortion based on lies, based on false briefs that were filed before the court. They claimed the number of abortions was incredible. They said everybody was having an abortion or seeking an abortion. So with that in tuck and the precedent for safety and the concern for privacy, the Supreme Court illegally and unconstitutionally took the case and then decided in favor of Roe versus Wade. Created a whole new plethora of cases and laws as a result. We're still chipping away, state by state. We haven't learned, have we? And it's only because God has allowed it to happen because of our departure from him, or abandonment of his law, his commandments, his statutes, in favor of this synagogue of Satan. So God's saying, you want to play with fire? Go right ahead. I am the fire. But I can tell you one thing. You're going to get burned pretty bad. And we are now. There are blessings in disguise with all of the tragedies we have, real tragedies, not fakes, but real school shootings, real violence, real killings and murders and destruction and so forth, and that is the homeschool movement. That people are taking their kiddies out of the government schools. They're abandoning them. They're not getting the vaccinations they're supposed to get. This is most troubling to the powers that be, isn't it? Sure is. That's the wonderful part. That's the delightful part of it. The part is that for every evil that Satan devises, it always manages to come back to haunt him. It's amusing, but there is a basic fundamental truth of sowing and reaping in the scriptures. And that is what America now and the world is going through. Europe is a fantastic example of this. What is happening in Europe now is just another testament to Israel under attack. Israel across the world now seeing those prophecies come to be, the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Amos and Micah. Now we're seeing that Israel is dwarfing in numbers, is coming under total domination by this synagogue of Satan in Cain's seed line and Edom, the Edomites. And we're witnessing now the rise of the Sino-Soviet rapprochement, as it were. The Red Chinese, Soviet Russia, and America caught between them and all those involved, Iran, Turkey, so on and so forth. They're all coming into the fray now. But they're being led, folks. Iran doesn't want a war with the United States. It's the other way around. Because Israel has attacked Iran repeatedly, most recently in a military parade, killing some 29 souls in that parade in Iran with a bomb blast. And we know it was the Mossad. We know that's how they operate. They are the terrorist of terrorist regimes. And God said it first. He said when that seed comes, that evil shoot would be planted in Jerusalem, that would be the end of this generation. 70 years to 72 years would totally complete it. It would signal the end. So it could be another year or so. But mind you, time is short. Time is very short because that is an evil fig tree. The fig tree that will curse the world, as he says in Zechariah. So he's made it a stumbling block to all the nations of the world, and all the nations of the world are kissing up if they can, and some are refusing to, and they will be punished. They're punished by Satan and with the authority of God. Time for a break. Rick Adams, Uncensored, on this weekend excursion of the deadly experiment to boot. Be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Good.
All right, folks, we're back again. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You've heard the appeal. You've heard John Stadtmiller ask for support and help, and certainly many of you are doing that. Some come to RBN with an envelope, or they come incognito, and they support the network because I'm on it, because others are on it. They come and support their favorite host, and in doing so, they're supporting the network. So just bear that in mind. You don't have to come to Texas. You don't have to come all the way down to Round Rock to do so. All you have to do is just put that in an envelope. If you want to do it in a very subterranean way, you can put cash in an envelope and wrap it in tin foil, and just you might want to just, well, return request receipt or have a guarantee that it gets there. You know, there's various ways of doing that, priority mail and so forth. Anyway, folks, support RBN. We have a caller now from Tampa, I believe, is Chris on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Rick. Well, how we can end this contrived conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians would be to arm them both with military lasers that shoot down missiles. They've been available for at least 20 years publicly, like the MTHL, the military tactical high-energy laser, but there are other systems that are even more advanced. And even if we were to arm only Israel with these lasers, they would shoot down Palestinian homemade alleged rockets, and it would all be a moot point. So why don't we just divert our military aid to that end, to at least giving Israel military lasers, preferably both, that at least Israel could get them initially, and then once they have them, then Palestine could get theirs as an equalizer. And, you know, of course, they can be used offensively to shoot down airplanes. So if they could be trusted with them, well, then they get to keep them. But at this point, I think it would flush out who the actual aggressor in the Middle East is.
Well, I mean, you know, there are many ways of looking at it. I look at it from a different perspective. What I see is I see this as being a necessity, that this fig tree that is an evil fig tree, this state that calls itself a state of democracy and freedom for Jews and Jews only, primarily, I see it as the fulfillment of prophecy that nobody, no nation, no man can interfere with, because in the end it will be utterly destroyed and completely turned upside down. And that's the one fear that the government of Israel has now, is earthquakes, drought, and natural disasters, that they cannot find a military weapon to defend themselves against. And that's the beauty of it all. Meanwhile, millions of people, thousands of Palestinians have to be killed, thousands of Syrians. It's terrible, it's horrible, it's evil, but the only thing we can do about it is to stop supporting this government in Washington with our tax dollars, to stop sending our kids to war, to stop them from having Uncle Sap pay the freight. And that's the only approach, in a secular sense, I think, that would make more sense, okay? But you raised some very interesting points. Thank you, Chris, for that call. Indeed, folks,
well, thanks,
we have
Matt. I would ask you if you could join me in that call.
What's that?
I would ask if you could join me in that call, unless I can find some technical or otherwise reason to not do that.
All right, okay. Well, we have to break right now. Let's take the top of the hour break. Rick Adams continues in the second hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.